Today we have Josh and Marta Valkersel with us. And your hearts were, I know, challenged and blessed this morning as he shared the testimony of what God is doing there in Barcelona. Tonight, he is going to be doing a sacred concert. And he would like for some of you to recommend some hymns from our hymn book. He'd love to be able to improvise. He does beautiful arrangements. And they're never done the same. They're always different. The music that comes from his heart and his mind. I cannot imagine having the gift to be able to sit down at a piano and play and improvise and not do the same hymn twice. It's just amazing to me. And then he's got this beautiful instrument right here. He's going to introduce you to this. This is a clarophone. Got a clarinet mouthpiece? And the inventor of this, or maker of this, is in Barcelona, just outside?
Right next to the camp. It's about an hour and a half away from Barcelona.
Yeah, that's just amazing. So we look forward to a special time of the sacred concert tonight. We appreciate so much their willingness to do that. How many of you have enjoyed having them with us today? Well, I tell you, my heart has been blessed and challenged, and I appreciate the message this morning. That was powerful, and we thank the Lord for the gift that God has given to you to serve there in that part of the world. And so, Brother Josh, would you come and just share? You can shed the coat if you would like.
Okay. I wasn't sure how Baptist you guys were, so it's... I remember one time I was preaching, it was back in Spain, and I was preaching about how we have to really apply Scripture instead of, you know, having all this superfluous extra, you know. And I said, for example, this coat is not necessary. It's not, you know, for my salvation. It's not. And I took my tie off. This tie is not necessary for my salvation. I got a talking to afterwards. Yeah, yeah. Coat and tie. So at least tie. So, but you were talking about names. It's really funny because in Spain, our name, Valcárcel, it sounds like Balacárcel, which means goes to prison. So, yeah. And my dad has a prison ministry now. So, yeah, it's great. Thank you very much for your welcome, for gathering us up together in your family. We truly appreciate it. As you go traveling with different churches, you go feeling different things, right? And it's really interesting how God has given some churches the ability to, well, not, I think he gives everybody the ability. Some people use it, some people don't, yeah? Where you'll just feel welcome. Yeah, and thank you for that. This morning, we really did feel welcome. And with regards to my piano playing, I want to encourage all those parents and grandparents that maybe are investing in the lives of their kids or their grandkids by paying piano lessons. Because my dad always takes the credit for my piano playing abilities. He's like, I was the one paying the many years of him being there. So keep on, because it's something good. It's something that we need, good musicians that know good Christian music. So I'm not saying that I am. I'm just saying we need them. So keep on. And for those of you that are taking instruments, keep on, okay? I hear that, Brother Roger, you're taking up, was it xylophone or something like that? No? I'm kidding with you. I'm kidding. He's already got his plate full with his new ministry here. So. All right, so this is the idea here. We're going to take some specials. We got one already this morning. When you said it, this brother right here, he wrote it down on a piece of paper. He slipped it to me. He was number one. All right, there. Here's didn't want to get his out of the way. So we already got here. No, Be Still My Soul. So the exact opposite. So Master the Temper is Raging. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to take a few favorites that you have. And then I'll go sing the hymn number, and that way you can turn to them like we did this morning in your hymn books, and you can follow along with the lyrics, okay? So so we've got 245. Does anybody have another one that you're thinking right now?
375.
375. And could you tell me the title?
It is Well My Soul.
Okay. Another one.
Like a River.
Like a River Glorious, okay? Be Thou My Vision. Well, these are good to start us off, so... So with It Is Well With My Soul, I had something prepared. I'm not sure if you, brother, said it. I had something prepared for afterwards, but I'll play it in the piano, but then we'll do the other thing afterwards as well. Okay, so All right, we'll start with a word of prayer. And before I pray, what do you think is the reason why I ask you to turn into your hymn books? Because of the words, right? Why is that important? The message, exactly. So I was speaking with someone the other day about the fact that hymns without the words are just music. And it's nice. It's nice music. We like to hear it. But I had a teacher that really influenced me a lot to, when I play, to be looking at the text of the words. And the meaning of those hymns really come from the words that we have in them. How many times have you been listening to an arrangement and you've been trying to follow along with the arrangement, but you can't because it just goes doing different things and it's not following what the words say? So this is something that was really imprinted into my heart, and I really like when I play to be with the hymn book open and to try to at least be following what the words say. So that is the reason why we have the hymn books open, in my opinion, okay? So that's not biblical or anything in the sense of, you know, I won't accept any other opinion, but I think it's worthwhile to think about that, especially with Christian music. We're trying to praise God with what we do. So in that spirit, that's what we want to do this afternoon as well, okay? So let's pray, and then afterwards, if you have some more, I'll go taking some more, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you for everything that you've done in our lives. And in that spirit, Lord, today we want to praise you through something that you've created, that something is that is in heaven and that we can enjoy here on earth and then we'll enjoy again in heaven, and that's music. Thank you for creating this wonderful thing that we can enjoy, that can bring out emotions that you have also created in us. And we want to praise you through this medium in this afternoon. And thank you for these hymns that so many brothers and sisters have written through the centuries. Thank you that we have them in accessible format for us and that we can think of them, Lord. Thank you that next to the Bible, we can have our hymn book and so many of those deep truths that we find in the Bible, we can find so accessible or in such a varied way in these hymns. And I pray now that they will be a blessing to us, but also that we will praise your name as we hear and as we worship in this afternoon. Pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. So we'll start with 245, Be Still My Soul. Thank you. 375, It Is Well With My Soul. I'll play the first, the second, and the last stanza. Number 400, Like a River Glorious. Thank you. not sure if anybody's thought of another one that they want. I'll add it to here. Anybody? Yes, sir. All right. Well, it's really just, we do have quite a few of the same hymns that have been translated into Spanish. The majority, I would say, probably come from England and United States, just like you do here. But we do have a tendency to have older hymns as well. So it's not as many modern hymns, because here the tradition with the gospel song and everything, well, anyway, I won't go into that. But we do have quite a few that we don't have here in the United States, sorry. One of my favorite hymns, for example, we don't have it in English, which is very unfortunate. But we sang it in our wedding as well. But but he was asking one that we would sing in our church, but that it's also sung here. Come Thou Fount. Okay, so put that down as an extra. Brother Pastor Ty was saying about how it was, you know, that I could improvise and how wonderful this was. Well, I have to tell you that it's not always wonderful, because if you have to play for a choir or for a group, they want you to stick to what's written on the notes. And that's really hard for me, because I'm always thinking, oh, this would be better over here. And, you know, and we have a brother that has this really big thorn on his side with me about that. You know, he's like, you would never stick to it. I was like, I'm sorry. It's sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. But it's really interesting, because I don't need a hymn book to play, right? I know these hymns, and if I know a melody, I can just play it, right? And so in church the other day, I was playing something, and one of the hymn books was closed. I was just playing, you know, and one of the kids comes by. He says, do you know all the hymns? He was just freaked out, you know, that it was in my head. But it's something really unusual. I can't really explain it, but I hear it in my head before it comes out, right? So even in college, we didn't have pianos to practice, or as many as I wanted to. So I actually got pieces of paper, and I drew the notes. And so when I played, I could hear what I was playing, which just sounds really weird. And no music was coming out, obviously, but I could hear it in my head, and that would just satisfy my need to be able to play my paper piano, right? So, all right, well, the next one is going to be Be Thou My Vision, then 446. And then we'll do two more, and then I'll ask my wife to come up, and we'll do the clarophone and the piano. That get that out of the way, because I'll tell you, I'm not good at that instrument, okay? I'm still practicing, okay? So please bear with me. So 446, Be Thou My Vision. Thank you. 96, Rejoice in the Lord. So as I mentioned this morning, this has the top part of a clarinet, and the bottom part was invented by this luthier that is about 10 minutes away from camp. And so I am not a very good reed player. In fact, I would not consider myself a reed player. In fact, I've been asking for advice from reed players. So if you are a reed player, I would like to speak to you after the service on techniques, because I'm just not good at that. But it plays like a recorder. So if you know how to play the recorder, kids, you can play this as long as you take care of that part, yeah? But it has a beautiful sound, as I know that you will appreciate. Now we're going to play His Name is Wonderful. His Name is Wonderful. His we chose the shortest hymn we could find. Because, wow, that leaves me out of breath. And I have a pretty good, yeah, you go ahead. Well, you chose the hymn, but.
I chose the hymn. And thankfully, it was the shortest one.
Yes, thankfully.
But I really like this hymn. It's very short. It has a very simple message. It repeats several times. His name is wonderful. And Jesus' name is so wonderful. He doesn't have only one name. He's the Almighty. He's the bread of life. He's the light of the world. He's the comforter. The hymn says, the King of Kings, right? So one name wasn't enough for Jesus because he's so great. And we just need to, like the hymn says, stop, marvel at Jesus, who he is, bow down and love him, because there's no other valid response to really looking. So that's why we chose.
Okay. I stand corrected. So I did want to bring a short meditation on the hymn that I played, first of all, with this, It Is Well with My Soul. If you turn in your Bibles, maybe you don't even have to because it's a verse that's very well known, but Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, it says, Thou will keep him in what? Perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Now, we live in a world where suffering is inevitable. Pastor started us this afternoon with some news that you can't understand it, right? It's something that is incomprehensible that someone would do something like that in anywhere but in a church. And tragedy doesn't give you warning, right? When something bad is going to happen, they don't send you an email a week ahead of time saying, hey, watch it, because next week, this is going to happen to your family. This is going to happen to your marriage. This is going to happen to your kids. This is going to happen to your child. You don't get a warning, do you? I mean, all of us that have suffered some kind of something happening or not, that there's no warning, right? And when tragedy does come, we can have, our first question is, why? Right? Why me? Why was I chosen to go through this? And many times we have to realize that we're not alone, right? Suffering happens to everyone. And in the darkest moments, faith shines bright. And just the other day, we were talking about how suffering, you can't grow without suffering. How was that phrase that you said to me? You remember? No? Okay. There we go. Okay. Did you hear that? So suffering may not change you, but you won't change without it. Right? And it's at those worst, I'm going to put those in air quotation marks, right? Some of those worst moments are the moments that God is going to use in your life for something that you have no clue that's going to happen. And I'm not saying that at that moment it's going to be a wonderful and splendid moment and you're like, oh, this is a great moment. No, it's a tragedy. And it's okay to cry. It's okay to be broken. It's okay. And how do I know it's okay? It's because God himself cried when he was here on earth in sad moments, right? So it's okay. But know that in those darkest moments, faith will shine brighter. And it was in the moments like this that this hymn, When Peace Like a River, was born. It was born out of unimaginable grief. You probably know the story quite well, but for those of you that don't, or you might not remember, Horatio Spafford was a successful lawyer, and he was a devout Christian. He knew deep sorrow. In 1973, his four daughters drowned in a shipwreck while crossing the Atlantic. His wife, Anna, survived and sent him a telegram with two crushing words, saved alone. As Spafford sailed over the very spot where his children had perished, he penned those words, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. How could a man say it is well after such a loss? The answer lies not in the circumstances, but where he was looking. He was looking at the Savior. So, in order to have peace, and Spafford's peace that we can listen and we can sing, it was not the absence of pain, but the presence of Christ. The Apostle Paul wrote, "And the peace of God which passes all understanding." How are you peaceful at this moment? I don't know. Right? How are you even being able to go through this? I don't know. It passes all understanding. Spafford's life was shattered, but his soul was anchored. And like Job, he could say, the Lord gave and the Lord taketh away. And then what comes right after that? Blessed be the name of the Lord. So the second verse declares, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come. And this is a reality, right? Sometimes when you're down, what happens? Something else comes, right? You're experiencing a trial, something bad going on in your life or bad for you, you know? What happens at that moment? Boom, you receive another blow. And Satan's attacks are real. I don't know about your multimedia demon, I'm not sure if that's a real thing or not, but I love that you joke about it, though. It is, okay? It is something. It's really interesting. But when we're about to do a camp, something will happen. Something will happen. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's a direct attack of Satan, and, you know, it might be. It might be just Satan sending one of his demons to try to bring us down, try to make us think that hope is lost. And, you know, I remember one time in camp, our lights went out. We were in the middle of a youth camp. No lights with young people, right? It's not a good idea at camp, okay? So we had candles, right? And again, not a good idea when all of your furniture is wood. Right, with young people, and they were playing. They were putting wax on the tables, and they were doing all sorts of things. And you know, young people. We had 80 young people there. They were having the blast of their time. My phone. So I was super nervous. I thought the whole place was going to burn down. I was a wreck. Right, that moment, my phone buzzes, and I get an email from another young man. He wasn't even at camp, and he was basically. It was a horrible email. Just. You know, when you're down, and I got that email, it was like, rah, even further. Nothing happened at camp, right? But in the midst of trials, Satan doesn't say, oh, I'll let that trial pass, and then we'll go on to the next one. Sometimes they come by twos, sometimes by threes, and it's true. Spafford didn't deny his grief. He acknowledged it, but he also proclaimed Christ triumph through it. The final verse, it points us to eternity. O Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight. When the things that I've believed, they're actually going to be real. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that. I was at the, what's the mission called in Pensacola? The one they have for what, Waterfront, I think it's called? Yeah. So I was there on Friday. And I told them, I said, you know, I'm looking forward. I'm hoping that we're going to have this big IMAX theater in heaven, right? Because all the things that we've heard about, like all the Bible stories and things, I'm hoping that we're going to get, you know, to watch all of these things, right? And we were talking about Nicodemus, about how he came with all his, you know, knowledge and everything. And Jesus says, unless you're born again, you can't go to heaven. And I told him, I said, I want the camera to pan over to Nicodemus' face at that moment. I want to see what that looked like at that moment, right? But there's going to come a moment when all of this that we've believed, that we know by faith, it's going to be real. We're going to actually be able to see it. And Lord, haste the day when my faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. So it's not happening right now, but it is well. I saw a pickup truck the other day, hilarious back sticker. It said, rapture ready. I'm not sure if you've seen that. Rapture ready. And I wanted to honk and say, oh, me too. Okay. But I wasn't sure if, you know, if I honked, he would get distracted. We'd have an accident or something, so I didn't honk. But I thought, wow, it's good to have a bumper sticker, but it's much better to have it in our lives and live it out for his glory. So 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I know that when you're in the middle of something, it doesn't seem like it's light. It doesn't seem like it's for a moment, right? But if you look at it with the eyes of eternity, it is but a moment. It is something that is fleeting. It's not here forever. So it's my encouragement for you to put your eyes upon Jesus and look full on his excellent face. The things of this earth, they'll just go strangely dim, right? And I know that it's easy to say that when we're not going through something. But remember, Christ is there with you as well. So I hope that this hymn becomes applicable to you today. So I wanted to sing. I'm not much of a singer, but I wanted to sing this hymn for you. Okay, so brother asked for this hymn, but we played it on the piano, but now I'd like to sing it for you if you'll let me. And if you'll not let me, well, too bad, because I'm going to sing it anyway, okay?
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought, My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul. O Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul.
Trust and Obey is the next one, 391. We'll do the first, the second, and the last stanzas. Thank you.
So difficult, isn't it? Just to trust and obey? So difficult, because we want to do it our own way.
So let me check this one, 536. I'm not sure I'm very familiar with that. Who asked for this one? 536, my life is yours to control. Nobody? Oh, you might have to sing a solo. Ah, yeah, I do know. How great thou art. And they'll play the first, the second, and the last. And then the second one, especially for the kids, I want you to try to hear the birds and the brook, okay? Thank you.
last one, 575. Be strong. Would you like to sing the last stanza, and we'll finish today like that.
God's people say, amen. Amen. My heart has been blessed and challenged tonight. And wouldn't it have been nice if the Lord had spread the talent out a little bit more, you know, for some of us? I appreciate so much the gifts that God has given you and your wife. And we thank the Lord for the ministering that to your souls that you have done this day. Let's stand together. We're going to close in prayer and ask the Lord to undertake for Brother Josh and Marta, and for their ministry in the next few weeks as they go around to different ministries seeking support. We pray that the Lord would sustain them and provide for them. Father, Thank you for this evening. What a blessing it has been to our souls. The words to these hymns, the music, beautifully played. Lord, what a blessing, the gift that you have given to us of music to communicate the message of the songs. We pray, dear Father, that you would help us to garner these hymns in our hearts, especially in the times in which we live. There are discouraging events that happen in our lives, and these hymns can come at those right moments to encourage us. We thank you for that gift. We thank you for Brother Josh and for Marta and for young Josh, and we pray for them, Lord, as they are going to be involved in active ministry over the next several weeks. As they make preparation to return back to Spain, we pray that you would provide for their needs, raise support for them, Father, that they can go back and be able to continue the ministry that you've given to them. We thank you, Father, for the encouragement that they've been into our hearts today, and we pray that you would encourage them as well. Father, be with us as we go our ways tonight. We pray your special blessing upon your people, and I do pray that you would help us to be a witness and testimony, that we would be faithful ambassadors for Christ, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that we come in contact with. And we'll give you the glory and praise, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you join me in a big round of applause for Brother Josh? Appreciate that. And Marta, too. Thank you, brother. We appreciate that. Yep. You're dismissed.